I'm Mei Lin Wu from Hong Kong Women Workers Association. We established at 1989, so this year we're already 32 years old. The target group is mainly women, including they are in pay work and also they full-time work in the family. That means they are carer. They take care of the family and no income. And the working women, mainly on the no income, especially the cleaning worker. And now we extend to the waste picker or the elderly worker, and also including the casualized worker.
So, Mei Lin, Operation Santa Claus this year, what's your project for the Hong Kong Women Workers Association?
Our project is to develop a community mutual support for the waste picker and also the cleaning worker. The content of our program, mainly three parts, and the direct service, and also the networking in the community, and also help them to solve in some policy problem. Our aim is to let the waste picker as visible by the society. They are not just waste picker, they are community worker. They are elderly worker. They help the community to solve, to collect the material and then divide it, separate and then go to sell it. So they are helping the community to solve the material problem. They're eco-worker. So they deserve to have protection. They deserve to have more on the health, the support in the society.
So the project would last throughout the next year?
Yeah, our project lasts for 18 months. This project will take place in Tsuen Wan because we have a new center at that area, quite close to a market. The market and then also the street outside the market, the whole area is an open market. And many waste pickers there and many elderly workers there and people in that area mainly they live in the subdivided house. So there's quite a no income area.
So this is going to be in the Tsuen Wan area. So how many women are you hoping to target?
We target about 150. Our direct service to visit them. We have hotline and because they are facing individual problem or family problem and the work problem. So we have hotline and second, we'll provide a space in the community and let them can take rest. They have a lunch in our center and we will also provide the medical service for checkup. People want them to help, but people do not want them to do their work in front of their shops or their building. So we have to provide a space for the worker to come. And second, we will have some community listening to networking or the resident or the source that let them know this is your worker.